City, the good news station.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Five people, including some students, are being treated for stab wounds after an attack this morning at a Northern California college. The University of California Merced reports two people were flown to hospitals while three others were treated at the scene. The suspect is reportedly another student and was shot and killed by police. The small college's campus in the San Joaquin Valley is closed and classes were canceled for the day. Canada officially has a new prime minister. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau was sworn into office today as the country's 23rd prime minister. The 43-year-old Trudeau ran on a platform of change after more than a decade of conservative rule. The former business executive is the son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Along with promising to boost spending on infrastructure to stimulate Canada's economy, Trudeau's new government also pledged to cut taxes for the middle class. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. In a survey taken of the leadership of the National Association of Evangelicals, Marco Rubio came out on top of the list of preferred 2016 presidential candidates. While 26% of evangelical leaders picked Mr. Rubio, 21% said they were not decided, while 7% of the survey results said none of the candidates. I spoke to Leith Anderson of the National Association of Evangelicals, who said respondents could offer a comment. So what were they saying about Mr. Rubio?
With Rubio, the comments were they like his story, they like that he's balanced, they like his youth, and they like his stand on immigration reform.
Ben Carson and John Kasich trailed Rubio, each with 12%. Jeb Bush received 9% of the votes. Other candidates, including Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, Donald Trump, as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton, received an insignificant number of votes. For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
In their late 60s to early 70s. It affects more than 1 million Americans. The primary symptoms include progressive change in memory, Parkinson-like features, and hallucinations. The White House is being pressed about aviation security over the Sinai Peninsula. A Russian plane crashed Saturday after leaving a resort area in Egypt, and all 224 on board were killed. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there has been a long-standing security advisory to U.S. airliners about traveling around the Sinai Peninsula. The advisory came from the FAA in response to concerns about terrorism. Earnest also noted that no U.S. airliners regularly service the Sinai Peninsula. The cause of the Russian crash is unknown. Target is getting ready to close 13 stores at the beginning of next year. The decision was made after careful consideration of the long-term financial performance of certain locations. The 13 stores are located in Arizona, California, Florida, Kentucky, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
How could you call leaves falling off a tree, Tom? They are acts of God, because God put the trees on the ground, right?
He caused the tree to grow. He created it. He caused the wind to blow, the rain to fall.
So the leaves.
So all of that would be
on my car. Uh-huh. And then I talked to, we were talking to Dan, was on the morning show, and saying, hey, he had a convertible. I've had a convertible. I had a 67 Mustang convertible, and it never had a leaf problem. Now I get a 2015 Ford Mustang convertible, and it has a leaf problem. Anybody out there that's got a
I think you should leaf it alone.
Anybody listening, by the way, that knows somebody that's got a 2015 Ford Mustang convertible, call me, because
the views and the opinions are those of
Joe Martech only. See,
only.
This, because I had a $1,200 bill for leaves. There's not leaves, they're leaves.
Leaves.
Is that like loaves?
Could be.
That managed to get past my
loaves. Loaves.
That, yes. Oh, they're loaves. Those are guys. Loaves are bread.
Okay.
No, wrong word. Utes. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Those of you that know who I am, you can skip the next minute or so, because I'm going to explain who I am. Then come back. But this is Joe Martech, and this is what's called the Team Martech Hour. And the Team Martech Hour is comprised of Joe Martech, financial advisor. I'm also a securities principal, stockbroker, lots of licenses, lots of credentials. But over a period of time, credible professionals align themselves with other credible professionals, because there's no such thing as any one person knowing everything. And of course, we all know there's one exception to that rule. It's kind of similar to the last time I walked on water. It was frozen. But the key thing is this. A credible professional cannot answer everybody's questions. So what they do, they find other credible professionals. So over a period of many years, I found what I consider some very, very, very substantial people with integrity, with great reputations, with great knowledge. And let me just run through who they are. CPA is a critical part of what I would consider my practice, because my clients very often have tax questions, and some of the tax questions I know, but a lot of them I don't. So I have to rely on somebody with credibility. So that's Vince Rosino, CPA. Vince is also a forensic CPA, which means he's been acknowledged by the court as an expert witness. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, big word, independent. Independent means he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client. Dan has between 80 and 90, maybe 80 and 100 different insurance companies inside of his umbrella. So if one doesn't fit you, another one might. And in my opinion, there's not a finer person, let alone a better insurance agent in the business. And Dan is only 36 years in business right here.
And of course, that's your opinion.
Of course, it's my opinion. I've got to be careful about that. My compliance people say, Joe, always you have to say it's your opinion, or Pastor Tom's.
Well, I'm just trying to keep you.
Thank you.
Straight.
Keep
with
me straight.
Compliance.
So then, my next opinion is Greg Fasula, attorney. Which here comes again. When I meet a new prospect or suspect, one of the first things I ask is, "Are you ready to die?" Now, there's two answers to that. One is about your financial end, which I'm supposed to say, have you done your estate planning? Now, your estate could be a pack of gum, but bottom line is, if you don't have a will or a trust, the state's got it all figured out for you, and it's not usually a pretty picture. So I usually try to stir the pot a bit to make sure that you put your affairs in order, and have either a will or trust. So I spend some time explaining them. And Greg happens to be probably the only attorney I know I'd like to have as a next door neighbor, because he's a good listener. He's patient. He's not arrogant. He's not pretentious. He's just a flat good guy. And he has helped many, many, many people without charging them a nickel. If you hire him, he's very fair, to put it mildly, very fair. And then we also have Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. I call her Miss Bubbles because she kind of bounces wherever she goes. Only woman I know that hasn't aged a minute from 30, and now she's 60. She hates it when I say that. But Miss Bubbles is probably the hardest working person I've ever met in my entire life. She only has two speeds. She's either going full blast or she's sleeping. This girl has more energy than anybody I know, and you can take to the bank whatever she tells you. You couldn't make her lie if you tried. She's just and knows her stuff. She's been working in real estate since 1980, which is just a couple weeks plus a few years. And then Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. Oftentimes they work hand in glove, and one of the things about Mike has become a critical element, especially since the debacle of the financial crash in this last recession, where the mortgage rules have changed dramatically, and they change every day. Just a couple, three, 4 years ago, people used to think it was hard to get a mortgage. Well, things are pretty ordinary today. It's become relatively easy.
I've been getting solicitations through the mail that kind of reminds me of just before the bubble.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And that's what happens, you know, when you start getting these things. So what's happened? The prices of real estate have gone up considerably in the last year, and mortgage interest rates are still in a 3% and 4% rate, which is unheard of for years and years and years. So it's and what happens when you deal with somebody like Mike, which I think is the smartest thing you do, before you even go looking, you call Mike, and in 15 minutes over the phone, he'll tell you what you qualify for.
And there are plans today for veterans that are
3.5% down.
Yeah.
The veterans, no money down.
No money down.
Yeah.
And then there's some plans for first-time homeowners.
Yep.
That gets assistance with down payment.
Yep. And then there's the USDA mortgage.
And the HARP.
Which is USDA is no money down.
Mm-hmm.
HARP is a refinance program.
Refinance for people upside down.
Yep. And allows you with no appraisal to refinance at a lower interest. There's so many things happening today to help people that a lot of people, when they listen to the radio or watch TV or read the newspaper, think that are not there. But Mike is just really an easy guy to work with. And literally over the phone, you'll know within no more than 10, 15 minutes exactly where you stand, and then it's easy to go out and shop and know what you can afford.
And there's another program for people that are retiring, the reverse mortgage programs.
And I love the reverse mortgage. There's all kinds of negative stuff about them. And here's what happens. Every mortgage costs money. There's always closing costs. No kidding. It's hard to find.
Nobody does business for free.
I mean, people expect people to work for free, and they don't. So you got to pay for things. But a reverse mortgage simply means if you own your home, you're over 62, you've got equity, you can refinance it and not make a payment and stay living there until you die or until you sell it. Then you have to pay off the mortgage. And if you die and a house is upside down, there's no liability to your kids. But I've seen people literally put $100,000 to $150,000 in their pocket and got to do things they never could do their whole life.
And stay in their home.
And stay in their home. I mean, I think reverse mortgage. And again, nothing is for everybody, nothing. But literally, we've got what I consider a very, very, very strong group of local professionals, all been in business a long time. Nobody's new in business. And that was another thing. When I wanted to start putting the group together, I didn't want anybody to be in charge. None of us work in the same office. None of us share commissions or fees. Everybody, in my opinion, are as good as you're going to get in this marketplace. They're at the top of their field or very near the top of their field. And I have never had anybody come back to me and give me any bad news on anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing. Guilt by association, you know, obviously I worry about Pastor Tom sometime, but other than that.
My wife worries about me
right,
too.
We all worry about you,
that's right.
Anyway, you have any questions that I can help you with today? Now, again, I can give you some opinions, and I don't charge anything. We're here to help you. That's the very simple thing. You call 1-888-221-8990. 1-888, this is a toll-free number, 888-221-8990. And guess what?
Yes.
We have the gorgeous Ms. Nicole just came in with a bunch of CDs because Pastor Tom was saying he ran out of CDs. Yes.
So all right. Well,
Nikki's,
we got them.
Nikki's my assistant, so.
She brought the CDs in for you.
Goodbye. Adios. Goodbye. Anyway.
Well, you know, you talked about questions. I had a lady call this week, and when she asked me a question, I said, I need to ask Joe about this when I get a chance, and seems like I have a chance.
This is, you're kidding.
She called, and she asked about socialism.
Oh, boy.
And what socialism was, and we're hearing a lot about that in the news recently.
Yeah.
And without getting into politics too much or anything like that, you know, I was trying to explain to her the difference between capitalism,
right,
and socialism as best I could.
Okay.
And her estimation of capitalism was that capitalism is a bad thing.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
And a lot of people have that perspective today. So let's talk about socialism. What is it?
Well, I think if you start looking at, my one thing is called wealth redistribution. So what happens is this. Let's say let's move to Russia when communism, socialism became the way of work. And let's skip the word communism, which, because that then denotes anti-God, anti-religion, which is what we most of us consider. But basically they said the state now or the government controls everything. And then whatever job you have, the government controls every single thing that happens and the government's going to take care of you. Now, if you haven't noticed, it didn't work in Russia. It hasn't worked in the whole Eastern Bloc. It hasn't worked in Cuba. Because and Argentina's kind of fallen apart with it. The whole concept is, if you take away initiative for somebody, if you're going to get paid for not working, all you have to do is show up and get paid. Why do I need to do something harder than the other guy? Have you ever heard of people get the ain't fairs?
Well, yeah, you hear a lot of that.
Well, the ain't
especially
fairs,
kids, you know. You,
well, oh, big time.
Well, that's not fair.
That's exactly right. So what happens is somebody in one company works very hard and gets a paycheck, and the next person doesn't work hardly at all and gets the same paycheck. Mm-hmm. Well, that can be a case of the ain't fairs.
I kind of heard that recently. My wife was cleaning at the house.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, vacuuming the
right
floors and mopping the floors and cleaning. You know what I was doing?
Sitting around?
I was watching TV.
So it was a
until
case
she
of the,
said something.
Case of the eight fairs.
And she said, Wait a minute. There's something wrong with this.
This is not fair.
Why am I doing all this and you're not doing anything?
Well, there's another thing.
And, you know, we've all felt that way at one time.
Oh, of course.
You know, why am I doing all the work and somebody else is just sitting there doing nothing?
Here's what happened, though. I had a buddy of mine years ago, and he used to service commercial diesel generators, and the guy did a pretty good job. And he was talking to his son one day, and his son was saying, you know, it's not fair. I get my job, and the other guy gets the same job, but I work harder than him, but we get the same pay. And my buddy says, well, then hey, what you have to do is just do your own job. Don't do anything else. And I said, stop for a minute. If you ever want to get promoted, if you ever want to have an advancement, you've got to do more than your own job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, if all you do is want to get by, you're just going to stay right there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. See, where America and capitalism has said, you want to succeed, all you have to do is put a plan together and work it. It was Paul Harvey. Remember Paul Harvey on the radio?
Yep.
Paul Harvey said, and everybody loved Paul Harvey when he was on the radio. He had all kinds of sayings.
The rest of the story.
Rest of the story. But one thing he said, you ever want to make a good investment? He said, back any immigrant in any business they want to go in. Because people come to this country and they have been persecuted, prosecuted, everything. And in America, you have every opportunity in the world to do anything. All you have to do is work. And if you do more than your own share of work, what's going to happen is you're going to get promoted. That's just the way the system
you're
works.
You're going to prosper.
So, socialism. Now, America is not just a capitalistic country because we have social programs. Now, that's because we are not bad people, in my opinion. One, Social Security. And I got to tell you right now, there's two social programs that affect people 65 and over. If we did not have today, Florida would be empty.
And a lot of people would be hurting.
A lot of people would be hurting. They'd be living with their kids. Because Social Security and Medicare, what they have done for people 65 and over, even though we had to pay into it all the time we were working, and that's how the system works. They were forced to pay into it. Now, when we get to be a certain age, we get to start getting back that money. Now, is it a fair system? Of course not. Is any system with socialism fair? Probably not. But
it's only fair for those that are not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, if we work under pure socialism, and I'm a football player in a socialistic country, and I make $10,000 a year, but if I go to America, I make $2 million a year, where do I want to play football? Kind of an easy thing. So if you haven't noticed, in our country, doctors, lawyers, athletes come from all over the world, the cream of the crop, to get into the American system because they can become the best they can possibly be, the best they can possibly be, and there's nobody to hold them back but themselves. Mm-hmm. Some countries, you can be the best to possibly be, but you can't go any further than the government allows. Socialism means, in my opinion, wealth redistribution. We take from the people that work the hardest and we give to the people that are not. Now, understand there are people that cannot perform. They have physical problems, mental problems, and they cannot. And we have to take care of those people.
Well, the Bible talks about taking care of the orphan, the widow, those that are widows indeed, those that are truly in need.
Exactly.
And I think that most Americans are all for that.
I totally disrespect anybody that's not for that, because it's not, when it's not your fault that you're lazy.
Well,
what I'm trying to
say, lazy is a whole different
thing. I'm just bringing some humor into this conversation because it's pretty serious. Yeah. But when it's not your fault that you got into a bad accident, you can't walk, you can't talk, your body is messed up, your brain is messed
disabled
up.
Disabled
veterans. As a society have an obligation to take care of these people.
Absolutely.
So that is a part of socialism.
But that's not what most capitalists are trying to do away with. Those that are strongly into capitalism are saying, look, this is the system. If you go out, you create a product or a service,
right?
You work hard, you promote that product and service, and you succeed, and other people are willing to pay you for it,
right?
What should the limit be on your income?
And I've heard people say,
or should there be a limit on your income?
Well, I've heard people say this before. Well, they don't need that much. They're getting way too much money. And I said, here's my opinion. I think everybody, you're going to love this one, Tom, everybody alive gets paid exactly what they're worth. Mm. Everybody gets paid exactly what they're worth. People say, well, that's not fair because I work. I said, well, stay still for a minute. If you're not getting paid what you're worth, why are you still doing that job? Go get another job. Go to school. Do something to change your position. In America, you can do that. I mean, I know people that had gotten PhDs going to night school. You know, they worked a job all day long.
Yeah, well, jokingly tell people I was a slow learner. You know, I had children and married with children before I, even got back into college,
And this is not abnormal. And in America, you can do that. Now, let's take Bernie Sanders, who I have respect for and I have admiration for. He's running for president.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that.
I can't talk about.
No.
Forget that I'm talking about this.
No, we can't talk about politics.
But socialism basically espouses, in my opinion, wealth redistribution, where we take from the people that are earning, quote, too much, and we give to people that are not earning enough. Mm-hmm. But what you've done, you've starting to hurt initiative, because, hey, if I say to Pastor Tom, look, you sit here on this radio station every day, but because you're not the brightest bulb on a tree, I'm going to pay you $8.50 an hour. Pastor Tom says, well, I can't live on that, so he's leaving. Now they got to go hire somebody else. So what happens is they got to pay good people good money to keep them. I got to tell you a thing I
heard. Why do you think that a lot of the doctors and people from around the world are coming to America?
No doubt about it.
The
best come. Look, they come from all over the world to
because
be in America.
There's an opportunity here.
No kidding.
So, now, why do we want to kill that opportunity? If we're talking about systems of government and socialism as opposed to capitalism, why would anybody want to create a system, where they're going to work harder and reward those who are working less?
And that's exactly what socialism
does.
It's
fair.
It penalizes.
As long as you're the one receiving more.
Well, hey, let me put
my
hand.
As soon as somebody starts taking from you to give to someone else, then it's not fair anymore.
Tom, how much money you got in your pocket right now?
Not much.
Okay. let's say you had $50 and I've got 20. Mm-hmm. I say, well, Tom, that's not fair. That's $70. Let's make it $35 a piece. That's fair. That's got nothing to do with
the initiative. Try to catch me.
First, I got to catch them, right? But the other side of the coin is, and Bill Clinton was not one of my favorite people on earth. This is not politics, but I watched him do something that I thought was brilliant. On TV, he's running a, this is nothing to do with politics. He's has a foundation where they're giving away all kinds of money. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked him a question about wealth redistribution and about the inequalities in incomes, where people at the top are making all the money and the people at the bottom are not making the money. And he said, that will take care of itself. Now, this is, I mean, this is probably the most profound thing I've ever heard this man say. Now, here was his thing. When unemployment is very high, people can't get jobs, the guys at the top make an awful lot of money because they can hire really good people and not pay them much. But all of a sudden, when unemployment gets very low, in order to keep the good people, they got to give them more money, and the guys at the top start making less money. The system of capitalism all of a sudden takes care of itself with these peaks and valleys. And everybody alive that's been alive for any length of time has seen these peaks and valleys in the economy. And they have seen, like when I hired Nikki, my assistant in here, I put an ad on Craigslist. I had 200 resumes within 2 hours and I wasn't paying big money. Point is, there have been times in the past when everybody was working, I'd do that same ad, I might get two or three people that would apply. Then I'd have to pay them more money because in order to get a good person, I had to pay them more than the other company was. So in this society, people get paid what they're worth. Mm-hmm. And is it always going to be equitable and fair? Are you always going to be happy with it? No.
But you can improve.
But you can improve. Mm-hmm. And there comes the magic thing. One of my favorite sayings too, you've not heard this one before, is that I envy the person who is content with his plight in life. Whatever position you are in, if you are content, if you're happy with that, I envy you.
Well, now, Paul said he learned to be content in whatever state he found himself.
And he's a person to be envied. Now, envy is not, I'm using not envy as a dirty word. Admire might be a better word. But literally, I know people that are very happy with their lives. That doesn't mean they're rich or not rich, but you can be rich internally and rich in your heart and rich in your soul.
Well, some people are more satisfied with their quality of life than the amount of money they have.
Oh, no doubt about
it. I mean, you've got people that are living off the grid, they're out in the woods, they're hunting for their food, and they're very content. But, you know, we were talking about socialism. We'll get to that. But, no, in trying to wrap up this thing, and I know you want to give a phone number, if anybody has questions about this.
888.
Yeah.
221-8990.
Yeah.
Now, also, in spite of the fact we're talking about socialism, which now this becomes a personal opinion. You know, this is Joe Martek talking. If you have questions to do with IRAs, with Roth IRAs, with rollovers, with transfers, with pure stock, with opportunities. I had a fellow today that I saw, and he said, Joe, what do you think about this O'Reilly Automotive stores? They're growing like crazy. And they are. And I said, well, let me look it up, and I'll get you information on it and see if you think it's smart. Now, I look at things, and people might have heard these words.
Trends.
Well, there's also something called P.E. ratios, which is price to earnings. And a lot of times a company might be, her stock price might be 10 times higher than what is the normal ratio, but they might be a growth company and it might still be a good idea. Like when Facebook came out, people say, Joe, do you want this? I said, no way in the world I'm touching that. There's no product, there's no nothing, there's nothing tangible, there's no piece of real estate, no nothing. Well, that was a screw up because anybody that bought Facebook has made a bundle of money. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities out there. But that doesn't mean there's any one person that knows how to read that crystal ball perfectly unless they're looking in arrears. And it's pretty easy. Anyway, anybody that's got questions to do with anything to do with the market, stock market?
I have another question about investing.
Okay.
And so I was watching a program. This is something that amazed me. I was watching a program the other night. And they were talking about people purchasing gold.
Okay.
Where they buy it as an investment from a company, and there was a particular company that was named.
Okay.
And they would buy the gold, and then the company would store the gold.
Right.
And charge the people to to store it. And they found out later on that there was no gold on a shelf somewhere, that the vault was empty,
right,
and that people were being charged to store gold that didn't exist. Now, I know there are a lot of things like gold IRAs and things where you buy gold today.
Here's what happens.
And my question is, has the laws changed? Is there some kind of overseership to make sure that that kind of stuff doesn't happen again?
If it's approved to be in an IRA by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, IRA rules are controlled by the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and they say there's only certain places that people can invest their money. So let's just give you an example. You can go to the bank. The bank can open an IRA, and that's approved. Mm-hmm. You can go to a stockbroker, and they have an approved list of investments, which could be mutual funds or ETFs or various forms of stock. But I have never seen gold bullion as an approved investment, bars of gold, in an IRA. You can own gold mine stock in a company that mines gold, because mm-hmm. that's a publicly traded stock that you can buy and sell. There's gold ETFs, exchange-traded funds, where they basically work the gold market, and you're buying shares in a company that basically their share prices are based on the price of gold.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't literally physically own gold. You own shares
in a
company.
There are some advertisements out today
mm-hmm.
in the papers, magazines.
Right.
You see it on television, and it implies that if you purchase gold,
right,
that they will store it for you. They'll hold on to it.
I've heard them say,
and that it's IRA approved. That gold and silver.
Well, I've heard this physical gold. I personally have not seen it. Personally, now mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not, because as soon as something comes along, there it is. Now IRA approved. Before I had anybody invest in that themselves, if they came to me, I would check it out through my broker dealer, and say, is this a loophole in it that allows you to get physical pieces of gold in your hand, chunks of gold? Because the rule of an IRA is, as soon as you take it out of the investment and you hold it in your hand, you pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
know. I don't think that this is the thing.
Can it be held?
Not that you don't hold it personally.
I know.
I think you...
It's going to be held by somebody.
But it implies that you have physical gold
in a
vault somewhere in your name that you can access if you want.
And it better be, but it's got to be controlled by the government. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, hi. Your discussions are just awesome.
Thank you so much.
However, I'd like when you guys are done talking about the gold, for you to discuss a little bit about the USAD or the USA
USD,
loan or
USDA.
Yes.
But you got close.
Yes.
You know, that's called the United States Department of Agriculture. Or, if we use you saying it, it's the United States Agriculture Department. But it's the United States Department of Agriculture. And let me just tell you quickly, and you ask me questions as we're going through if you don't understand it, but literally this is a government program that says certain areas of most counties in the state of Florida, all of Martin County, about half of St. Lucie County, the western half, says, if you qualify for this program, you can buy a house with not a dime down, no money down, zippo, change-o. Now, qualifying means this. One, you have to have credit. It doesn't have to be 800 or 700 score. It has to be what I call a decent credit rating. Number two, you have to fit a criteria of not making too much money and not making too little. So in other words, you've got to be able to afford this house, and you're not going to be able to buy a 600-acre horse ranch with this. It's usually going to have a $200,000, $300,000, home limit based on these income criteria and the size of your family. But let's just say you're a family of four, and you have a joint income between you and your husband and the kids of $50,000 to $70,000 a year. That USDA program probably fits pretty good for you. Am I answering that reasonably well? Or did you leave me? I think you left me. That happens.
Yeah, you dropped the call there somehow.
But either way, maybe you're listening on the radio, and if you're not or you can't, you can call back. But the USDA program, and this is where Mike Paulus comes in, you can call the radio station. They'll give you Mike's phone number. We don't give out individual phone numbers on here because we don't want you driving down the road having a wreck trying to write the number down. But you call the radio station anytime, talk to Connie or Pastor Tom, and they will give you the individual professionals' names. You talk to them on the phone, and they will tell you over the phone, whatever it is, and explain how that program works. But I think that USDA program works so magnificently for a young family.
But it has to be in an agricultural area?
No. Now, here's the goofy part. This is government. You know, remember logic? We can forget logic when it comes to government. 100% of Martin County qualifies. That means Jupiter Island. But you can't find a house out there cheap enough to fit into the program.
Yeah, and you probably can't keep chickens on the yard either.
I don't think so. And you don't have to, but any place you can buy a house in Martin County.
Okay.
And you fit the criteria of income one, credit two, three, the price of the house and the mortgage and the payment. Mm-hmm. Once you qualify for that, it's not a dime down. It's a magnificent program.
Now, who qualifies for that kind of loan?
Well,
anyone?
Based on your income. And I just gave you an example. Let's say you're a family of four, husband and wife, and you're making $75,000 a year.
You can apply for that loan.
You can apply. Now, I'm not exact on the numbers because I'm not Mike Paulus and I don't know the exact numbers, but you can't be making $1 million a year.
But it's not a restricted loan like a VA loan or something that's only for veterans.
This is for anybody, period, but they have to be not making too much money and they can't make too little. They got to fit this window. And
it's for a primary residence
only. So you have to have a primary residence. Now, you could go out and buy 5 acres of land and build a house on it or have a house on it and buy it as long as it fits the window and you can afford it. It works. It's a great program. And Mike's done quite a few of them. I almost wish I was young again, but that's not a good enough reason.
Okay, the number here, if you have questions today, 888-221-8990. We're talking a little bit about finance and
888-221-8990. Mortgages. Yeah. Anyway, we were leading a little bit into socialism, but that thing when I heard Bill Clinton do that on that raising money for his foundation, and somebody just snuck that in on him, and I've never heard anything on it ever since that day. But it made perfect sense to me that when employment is full, in other words, people don't have to go out looking for a job. You know, there's headhunters out there, people that are out there paid to go hire people away from other companies.
Right.
Well, when the economy is terrible, those headhunters kind of fall apart because there's too many people looking for the job. But literally, good people, all of a sudden, when they're at the bottom of this spectrum, and these are good people working hard and putting in, they're going to get promoted and they're going to be making more money because everybody wants good people.
Mm-hmm.
So in America, you have the opportunity to make moves as opposed to a socialist country where you do not. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Again, I think, as I said before, I think everybody's paid exactly what they're worth. And a lot of people get really mad about that statement because they say, well, Joe, how can you say that about a guy making $15 million a year bouncing a ball down the court and throwing it into a hoop? And I said, hey, if you're crazy enough to buy tickets and watch that thing on TV and all those commercials, that's why he's getting paid that money.
Who would you miss first? The guy dribbling a ball somewhere or the garbage guy?
Yes. Now, but understand this. The guy dribbling that ball, ain't too many of them 6'9" that can dribble that ball and shoot that ball from 100 yards
up. That's right. I understand that. But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, people wonder about the equity of why certain people in certain
occupations
make the kind of money they do.
Well, here,
when there are other people that are performing services for which our whole society depends. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but think about
if
this.
In any city, if all of a sudden garbage collection just stopped,
right?
I mean, it would affect the health, the welfare, well-being of everybody.
In a minute, and I'll tell you, I'll be a garbage man in a heartbeat for $100 an hour.
Well, most people might be.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello? Oh,
yes. I'm listening to your show. I wanted to ask a question about refinance.
Absolutely.
I was having a hard time hearing. Anyway, I went through bankruptcy. I've been out over 3 years. I talked to you, I guess, bankruptcy once back, and I'm out of the bankruptcy now, and I get a lower interest rate, like a 15-year mortgage. I've only owed about 18 years, and I get a 6.75 interest. Is there any possibility? I pay cash for everything, so I really don't have a credit score.
Here's what happens. What I'm going to do, you gave your name and number to Connie when you called in. I'm going to have Mike Polis give you a call. He'll check it out over the phone, and he'll tell you within 10 or 15 minutes if you can get a better interest rate.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. I don't know where I stand.
Well, he can find it out real quick. That's what he does. And you'll know within 15 minutes, I'm telling you. If you're 2 years out on bankruptcy, what's happened is the rules keep getting better and better and better. I mean, a month ago, they weren't as good as they are today. I mean, literally, things change that fast. So I would bet that you have a pretty good chance today to get down a considerable amount of interest because you're 2 years out. And you may not have been able to do that if it was 2 years out 2 years ago. But today, things are loosening up, and there's more and more programs available. So Connie's got your name and number. We'll get that to Mike, and Mike will give you a call hopefully tomorrow. And if by chance he doesn't call you back, you make sure you call the radio show and pick up.
I'm over 3 years, actually. It's just over 3 years out.
Well, that's even better because it's from the day you file. It's not the day you're released. It's from the day you file. They count it. So, hey, again, as I'm saying, when you talk to Mike, he'll get you, if you can find your exact date that you filed it, and he can probably pull that up when he talks to you on the phone anyway, because Mike can do that. I think you've got a good chance.
Excellent. Well, I sure appreciate it. You're going to get a very interesting show, and it's very profitable out here in the radio land. So.
Well, thank you very much, and I owe you $20. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That number here again, 888-221-8990. If you have questions today, Joe will be glad to answer your questions.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we kind of take for granted because we do them every day. And I had this question asked by relatively sophisticated, intelligent people. They have an existing annuity or an existing IRA or an existing 401k, and they're worried to death about moving it because they're worried about taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, the government says you can do a transfer, a rollover, a 1035 exchange. There's all kinds of numbers that basically says you can go from point A to point B with that money without incurring any tax liability. What happens is when you put it in your pocket and you take that cash, now you're subject to tax. But when you don't, you're not. Now, there's other things that people sometimes know about and sometimes don't. But IRAs or any approved retirement plan is also protected from creditors, meaning people can go bankrupt. The courts can't touch their Social Security check. They can't touch their IRAs. There's certain things that are exempt on a federal standpoint, and there's certain things that are exempt in a state. As an example, your homestead. You own a house, and it's your homestead, and you filed for homestead, meaning at your primary residence, and you go bankrupt because of whatever the circumstances might be, you can keep your house. Doesn't mean you can't pay for it. You don't have to pay for it if you have mortgage.
You got to keep paying it.
You got to keep paying, but it doesn't get taken away from you and liquidated. So we're here to help people with those questions because 98% of the people that go bankrupt, in my opinion, aren't doing it on purpose. They're doing it because of circumstances that occur that put them into a bad position.
A lot
position.
Of people end up in bankruptcy over medical issues.
Yep. Health. Or business or
accident.
Work or accidents. There's all kinds of reasons this can happen. So literally there's a whole bunch of stuff that between our CPA and our attorney and Joe Martek, financial advisor, we can help people with. 888-221-8990.
Another subject that we've talked about with you here and the other guys that's come up time and time again when I'm talking to people is Social Security.
Right.
And I had someone this past week was talking to me, and they were telling me something, and I said, well, that doesn't sound quite right from what I remember, you know, the guys talking about here on the show. And they were talking about a spousal benefit for Social Security, and they were saying that they had a sister who's married to a fella who is of retirement age, but he's not filed for his Social Security. She's 62 and she is going to file for a spousal benefit even though her husband has not yet filed for Social Security. Is that possible?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not 100% on that answer, but my understanding is no. Now,
that was what I thought.
That doesn't mean I'm right on this one.
I thought he had to file before she
did. I thought he had to, too. Now, here's when all else fails, the Social Security Administration, they have become so user-friendly, and this Port St. Lucie office is probably the best one I've ever seen. I've gone in there a few times with clients, and they really bend over backwards to help people and help them with these situations. So a spousal benefit, I know there's a widow benefit, as an example. I know that if a I've known this on more than one occasion where a young man dies for whatever reason, leaves a wife and children, and the children get a Social Security or an SSI benefit because the wife has now lost the income from the husband, so she's going to collect that money until the kids are of age. And then I also know that a spousal benefit can occur to a widow when she turns 60. If she was married for 10 years to, let's say she's married to three different men for at least 10 years and they all died. Now, we'd be kind of a clue what happened to them. But she then can go and say, I want the spousal benefit on whichever one would pay me the most money. And that's perfectly legal and normal. So the whole consequence is there's many, many, many loopholes and many, many different types of programs inside of Social Security. But very often, if a wife can take a spousal benefit for a period of time, let's say 62, and wait till she's 66 or 70 to take her own benefit, she might get a whole bunch more money.
Well, that's what the fella that was telling me this said, that his sister was going to, you know, that her husband was already
he's old
eligible.
Enough,
eligible. I don't know exactly what the age was, but he was eligible to file for Social Security,
right,
but he hasn't because he's continuing to work.
Right.
That his sister was going to file for a spousal benefit without filing for her own because she's now 62, and that she would wait until she was a full retirement age to file for her own, and that the interim, the spousal benefit was not going to affect her full retirement benefit nor her husband's full retirement benefit.
Well, that
and
part,
I thought that part was just too sweet to be true.
No, but that part is true. If you take a spousal benefit, it does not affect your spouse's benefit, and it doesn't affect your future benefit taking your own. However, I'm not 100% on this, but I'm reasonably sure that he has to start taking Social Security, and I think he has to be of retirement age, meaning 66.
Full retirement age, yeah, before she can file.
Yeah.
So that was my understanding.
Now, what happens is full retirement age now is 66 in a few months. But also, if you're 66 in a few months and you start pulling Social Security, you can go make $50,000, $100,000 a year, and you don't have a penalty. Once you take Social Security at full retirement age, you can
earn limited
without a penalty. Now, if you take it at 62, you're only allowed to make $15,500 a year, I believe, without paying a penalty on your Social Security income. If you take more money than $15,500, you're going to start giving back a portion of your Social Security. And if you're making $35,000 or $40,000, you made a big mistake because mm-hmm. you might have to give it all back. But the key is this. I'm not 100% expert on Social Security. We've gone through classes and gone through all kinds of stuff. All I know is we will answer questions to the best of our ability, but when all else fails, there's nothing wrong with getting on the phone, calling the Social Security Administration, and giving them the scenario, and they will help you. Very often, in fact, last three times I was in the office, we had appointments. I refused to go without an appointment. And on the money, appointments for 4
you.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, bam, they were called in, and we sat right, and they had a file already, and it was really a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of brings your faith back that government is doing something well or
yeah.
right.
Well, listen, we're about to run out of time here, so if anybody would like to call, our toll-free number here is 888-221-8990. That's 888 221-8990. And I have one more thing written down over here that I wanted to ask you about because people have asked me about it, and that was the exchange traded debt.
The debt stuff is one of my very favorite things. I've not been a real big advocate on the market this year, and if anybody's known, it's basically been flat this whole year, and it may not actually do anything. On the other hand, a debt instrument is not common stock. A debt instrument means I loan Pastor Tom $10,000. He signs a note. That's a debt instrument. Mm-hmm. He says, I agree to pay you that $10,000, Joe, over a period of time with interest.
With this interest, yeah.
And that's our debt instrument. So major companies, some of the biggest companies in the country, some household names, big utilities, biggest companies you've ever heard of, are now having debt instruments that they will pay you interest at the rate of 5 and 6%, depending on the one we look at. And they pay interest every 3 months. And that's the good news. Now, the bad news is that they have what they call call dates, meaning they can tell you take your money and leave. And those call dates are mostly out in 2018 or 2019. So we got 3 and 4 years.
But you're not guaranteed those 3 or 4 years. They can call it at any time.
No, they can't call it. For the next 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
So you now have the ability, though, because it's traded, it's called an exchange-traded debt instrument, exchange-traded debt. You can buy it today, sell it tomorrow, because the only ones I deal with are traded on either the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, two of the biggest publicly traded exchanges.
But if I want to hold on to it, I'm guaranteed at least 2-3 years?
The company that's paying you this debt instrument says, here's the terms. The terms are, we're going to pay you interest every 3 months, period. Period. And the rate is set at whatever it is when you start, and that's just what it's going to be. And they can't tell you to leave until a specific date, which is a call date. Now, they don't have to call it, but the first time they have an opportunity to call it will be these call dates.
And that's specified when you buy it.
It's specified when you buy it. Now, on the other hand, if you say, okay, you're 6 months or a year into it and you want to cash it in for whatever your reason or take a portion of it, you can.
It's fully liquid to you.
It's 100% liquid at all time. Anytime you want to sell it, you can sell it. Buy it today, sell it tomorrow. Now, buy it today, sell it tomorrow is not a good idea because you got to pay me. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I would get paid. The key is...
That's not fair, Joe.
I know, it's not fair. That my days of philanthropy have not occurred yet and probably never will. Unless I move in with you, Tom. You got a spare room?
Not at my house this week.
Anyway, and food and transportation. I need lots of extra goodies in order for me to be a philanthropist. The key thing is this. The debt instrument, it works magnificently well compared to the bank for people that are not happy with the bank paying a half or a quarter or one, whatever they're paying.
Well, the thing that would interest me in something like this is if, you know, I'm on a fixed income,
yeah,
I'm retired,
yeah, yeah.
I've got so much money. The market has been so volatile.
Yeah.
If I could put it in something where I could say, you know, I'm guaranteed, you know, that 5%,
yeah, yeah,
for,
yeah,
2 years or 3 years, that would be very attractive.
Well, see, the other side of the coin, yeah. And, you know, nobody knows what the future is going to hold, but mm-hmm. Here's the opportunity. Anytime between now and the day they call it, and they may not call it, that if you want to move that money, I'm going to go buy a house, or I want to buy a car, or I want to invest in something else, you can. Now, by the way, I don't charge you a commission only. I only charge you a commission when you buy something. I don't charge it when you sell. Now, why do I do that? Well, I figure if I'm doing well, good job for you and making you money, that you might come back. So literally, my whole thing is this is for people that just don't want risk, that are really risk adverse, and they just are not happy.
Can't afford to lose their money.
Yeah. They're not happy with what's going on at the bank. 1-888-221-8990. And by the way, you call, I'll get you information on this. We'll send it to you, drop it off, talk to you about it, whichever you want. And you digest it. I had a new client today, and he's a retired accountant that put the majority of their money in the debt instrument, but they also put some money into a speculative thing because, hey, maybe there's an opportunity. So my job is to educate people, is to show you, open up some doors and get you thinking. An educated consumer is always better than one that's not. If you know the facts, if you know the right questions, very often I've sat with people and they have something and they don't understand it. And I say, well, we're going to get on the phone right now. We're going to call the company because I know the questions and we're going to be together here and you'll hear all of them. We'll put it on speakerphone and we're going to get all the right answers so you know what you've got. And I do that all the time. And I don't charge anybody to do anything like that. The concept is this. If I'm a monster believer in what goes around comes around. If I'm doing the right job for you, if any of our people are doing the right job, you're going to tell people, and that's what we do. So we've been very blessed. We're a very, very, very fortunate group of local professionals that have all been around a long time. Hope to die here, not necessarily soon. On occasion, Pastor Thomas threatened me, but you know I know he's a man of God, so he wouldn't kill me slowly.
You know better, Joe.
I know. I love picking on Pastor Tom. Poor guy. He says, oh, Lordy, Lordy, please help me. Joe's coming again this week. Do I have to put up with him again?
Well, you know what the good book says. Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Oh, boy. You must be more righteous than I thought, because I'm afflicting you constantly. Anyway, 1-888-221. And by the way, I did have another client of mine.
But there's a comeback on that, too, you know.
Which is?
The way of the transgressor is hard.
Oh, boy. Well.
So anyway.
I had a client of mine that actually did come from WCNO, and I says, you know, I hope Jesus has a sense of humor. And he says, Joe, he has to put up with you. So, I mean, that's it. What we try to do is educate, but I try not to make education boring, which, you know, you remember when we were in school and that teacher just beat it into you and we didn't enjoy a minute of it, but the teachers that made it fun, we really remember.
When did that happen, Joe?
I don't remember that either. but I'm waiting for him.
It's been so long ago.
1-888-221-8990. Now, we don't have time for more calls on the air, but you call the station. Connie will take your name and number, and I'll make sure the right person gets them. Pastor Tom will, and we will get back to you. 1-888-221. Now, write this down, class. This is important stuff.
Pay attention.
That's how my pastor that got me baptized, that's how he used to sit there and he'd say, okay, class, pay attention. Now, this is important stuff.
I had a professor in college, and he said, if I say it's important, it's going to be on the test.
Well, that's kind of a clue, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So now you pay attention.
You had to.
Then you want to ask him, is this part important?
The problem was just about everything he said was important.
It's important, right. That's exactly. 1-888-221-8990. It wouldn't hurt you to keep that number handy, because you could call on Pastor Tom and pick on him during the week when I'm not here, which he deserves it once in a while, because sometimes he nods off when I'm talking to him, and I don't like that. Oh, wait, don't close your eyes. 1-888-221-8990. How much time we got, Tom?
You got a minute.
Oh, boy. You know, I thank God every day for a lot of things, but primarily for letting me live in Florida. That's number one. Number two, keeping me healthy. Number three, for none of the kids coming back home. Number four, for none of the kids being in jail.
Well, that is a blessing.
Yeah. Number five, having six grandkids, and they all have their parts, and they're all healthy. You know, mm-hmm. How much luckier do you get than that?
You know, God is good.
Well, he's sure treating me well. So I'm feeling a bit guilty every once in a while. So I'm looking for a little extra help there, Tom. You know, remember me tonight when you're praying. And I don't want this to be.
I pray for you every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, right? Oh, he doesn't have to show, Lord. Let's let him pay.
That's right.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
And the guys are going to be here next week, we hope.
They hope so. Well, Vince is playing grandpa, so he's mm-hmm. not here. And Mike, his office is like two blocks away, so why should he
busy.
Be?
But he's busy. Everybody's been busy the last couple of weeks.
When they're busy, they're busy.
We haven't seen Dan in a while.
You know, Dan, he's leading a good life. I'm telling you what, we should all have Dan's life. He was on this morning on the morning show.
But was he? Well, tell him we miss him.
I will not. Hey, folks, thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114. Thank you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO.